Hey, this is Tyson Fury, a.k.a. the Gypsy King. And I'm here today ripping it up with T.C. Martin on Fox Radio Sport.
Join us now is the former heavyweight champion of the world, and really, we should call him the current heavyweight champion after his display against Deontay Wilder, and he is getting ready to get back in the ring here in Las Vegas for the very first time. He's 27-0. He is the Gypsy King. He will be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena next Saturday night against Tom Schwartz, and we're talking about the one and only Tyson Fury. Tyson, what is happening, my man?
How's it going, T.C. Martin?
It is going great, my friend, man. You are fired up. You are revved up. You're ready for this fight.
I'm ready to rock and roll, baby.
I love it. All right, so let's start with this. A lot has happened for you over the last few months after your fight with Deontay Wilder. You've become a media darling. Americans have fallen in love with you. You've signed with Top Rank, the greatest promotional company in the world, and now you're fighting in Las Vegas. So talk to me how you feel about all this.
It's a dream come true, you know. Everything's been going very, very well. I signed with Top Rank in ESPN, and they promised me they're going to get me out to the most possible biggest audience in the world. So we're going to see how it's all going. I'm fighting in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand on the 15th of June. Everything to play for, you know. I'm the lineal heavyweight champion of the world. I boxed Deontay Wilder last year in December. Kicked his ass for 12 rounds, but got a draw. Won 10 out of 12 rounds, but still only got a draw. But we're not going to cry about that, T.C. Martin. We're going to keep moving forward.
Like you said, it was a controversial decision against Deontay Wilder. It ended up a draw in December, and the end of the fight sounded something like this.
You know, he went on the road to beat Vladimir Klitschko in a fight. He was a 6-1 underdog. Here he is on the road against Deontay Wilder, looking for all the world like he's pulling another upset.
There's a right cross that lands for Fury. Oh, down goes Blood Fury! Mamma mia! Deontay Wilder has done it! Knocking down Fury about 12.
He's up.
Can you continue?
Wow, he got up.
You want to go? Walk over there. Come back to me.
Incredible turn of events here in the 12th.
Tyson, how did you get up from that? Take us through that. What was going through your mind during those 10 seconds? Because what you did was incredible.
Listen, to get up from a heavy punch like that in round 12 takes a lot of cojones. Mucha cojones. But, you know, I had to get up for the people who are suffering with depression. The oppressed, the depressed people. Everybody out there who's suffering, I had to get up for those guys. Because it's no good me keep banging on about mental health all the time and coming back and getting up and moving forward if I can't do it myself. So I couldn't stay down. I had to get up to show that it was possible.
It was incredible. It was one of the best heavyweight title fights that we've seen in quite some time. You may have only gotten a draw, but I'm going to speak for everybody. I think you know it as well, too. You won people over. You came out there looking like the champion, and I know you're going to get a rematch with Deontay Wilder. Before we talk about that, give me your thoughts with the judges scoring and how you felt coming out of that fight. You felt like you won the fight, didn't you?
I felt like it. Lennox Lewis felt like it. Mike Tyson felt like it. Paulie Malignaggi, Floyd Mayweather, Golovkin, Canelo.
T.C. Martin thought you won the fight, too.
Get up there, T.C. Martin, too. Listen, it's one of those things. I expect it. I'm a fighter who's willing to travel and travel around the world and beat up their champions. And, you know, when you come to people's own countries, you can expect decisions like this. But I guarantee you it won't be like this in the rematch. You know, America has took hold of the Gypsy King, and I became one of their own. So now, when we go back in to do battle, I'll get a fair decision. And I will get the victory next time, like I deserved this time.
Tyson Fury joining us, getting ready for his fight here next Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden.
I'll tell you what else they're going to be singing, T.C. Martin.
What's that?
The American fans will be singing this. He's one of our own. He's one of our own. Tyson Fury, he's one of our own. And if they don't sing that next time, you know, that's what's going to be chanting throughout MGM Grand, Las Vegas.
That is outstanding, my friend. All right, we're looking forward to this. Obviously, people want to see you against Deontay Wilder again. We'll get that eventually.
It didn't happen immediately because Deontay Wilder signed up for two fights, with one with Dominic Brazil, one with Luis Ortiz. I'd done the big ESPN deal, so I've got a couple of fights in the meantime as well. Gets the American fans the opportunity to get to know me a bit more before we do the big rematch next year.
I know you probably saw the Ruiz and Joshua fight. What were your thoughts about that fight?
I thought it was an amazing fight, and it was another change of the heavyweight landscape. There was three, now there's only two, and then you've got Ruiz in the mix too. So, you know, it's only fantastic for the heavyweight boxing and for sports as well. I believe that Andy Ruiz is an inspiration for all fat people around the world, including myself, because if he can do it, so can we all.
You have battled back so much, and you mentioned about the depression. And for our listeners out there who might not be too familiar with this story, you defeated Vladimir Klitschko in 2015. You were absent from the ring for personal reasons. Talk about what you had to deal with at that time and in those 2 years that you were away from the ring.
I was away from the ring 2.5 years. I was suffering with depression, anxiety. I was taking drugs, cocaine. I was drinking. I was fat as a pig. I was 400-odd pounds. I was on the verge of suicide. I couldn't go any lower. I went from being as high as any man could go to as low as any man could go. And I didn't think I'd ever, ever get back right again. I was mentally very unwell. And I was a long way gone. I was brought back for a reason, and I didn't know the reason at first, but I was just going with it. And I believe God gave me this opportunity to spread the word on mental health and help other people who are suffering with my story.
Tyson Fury, join us as he gets ready for his fight here in Las Vegas against Tom Schwartz next Saturday night. Another thing that people don't know about you, at birth, you weighed 1 pound?
8 weeks premature at birth, and I died three times. And my dad called me Tyson because that was his favorite boxer at the time. And he said, you're a fighter too, so I'm going to name you Tyson. And he said, you're going to be the heavyweight champion of the world one day. And I grew up 27 years later and became the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world. A prophecy was fulfilled. And what's the odds in a newborn baby being called Tyson and then him going on to be heavyweight champion of the world like my namesake Mike Tyson as well?
All right, you're fighting in Las Vegas for the very first time. Your thoughts about that?
I'm very excited because it's the city, it's the town of the big fight nights. I'm excited that my name's going to go down in history, that I box there too. You know, from a British guy to come over to America and box at MGM Grand after watching all the big fights there my whole life, it's a very big achievement for me and my family. And I'm really looking forward to putting on the show, entertaining the fans on the crowd.
Now, your opponent, Tom Schwartz, is a relative unknown, especially to a lot of American fans here. What do you know about him? And I'm sure you've been watching video on him. What do you think about him?
He's 6 foot 6 inches tall. He weighs 255 pounds. He's unbeaten in 24 contests. He's ranked number 2 in the world by the WBO. And he's coming to kick my ass!
We know that's not going to happen, Tyson. We know that.
Never say never. It would be quite funny, wouldn't it, if I got my ass kicked too by Tom Schwartz.
I know some guy named Schwartz is going to come and kick the Gypsy King's ass after what we've seen the Gypsy King do, after what we've seen the Gypsy King overcome in his life. Are you kidding me? I don't think so, my friend. How has training been going for this fight? Have you approached training a little bit differently or about the same?
It's always the same. I always train hard. I always sacrifice and dedicate myself to the game. I've done an 8-week training camp for this fight. I came into training camp already fit. So I'm really ready to go, you know. I was ready last week. I was ready last month. I was ready 3 months ago. I trained all year. So I'm finally getting the opportunity to get out again and get back in the ring. And I'm looking to put on a show, you know. Tom Schwartz is no pushover. England and Germany always have a massive rivalry, so he'll want to win, you know what I mean? This is one fight he does not want to lose. But, you know, there's levels to the game, and I believe I'm elite level, and I think Tom Schwartz is on the world level. So, there we are.
Is this like England versus Germany in a World Cup match, or is it like Liverpool against Bayern Munich? Is that what you're telling me here?
100%. That's how big this is.
Yeah.
For the German fans and for the British fans, this is massive. You got it's Germany versus England in America.
All right, my friend. What do you want Vegas fans to know about you as you come to town here next week and get ready to showcase your skills at the MGM Grand Garden?
I just want them to know that I am the ultimate entertainer in boxing. They're going to see something special that they don't see heavyweights do. And that sweet science, box, move, twist and bend, perform and act. And this is show business at the end of the day. I'm made to put on a show, and I am going to do that either way.
Well, good luck, my friend. We look forward to seeing you next week, Saturday night. It's going to be going down at the MGM Grand Garden. You are a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you in person.
The pleasure's all mine, baby, and I shall see you soon. T.C. Martin.